just wonders to keep you here.
Thank you very much.
And, yeah, so... So with that, we're proceeding ahead. Next application.
Probably helps me.
This one address, let's see, I put my...
Double header for...
What's that address?
Holston.
The address, I put my... This is 6803 Atlantic Avenue. Well, folks, wait a minute. Do we have a mass swearing in here or what? Mr. Goldstein, how many people are going to testify?
Several.
How many want to sworn?
I think probably the homeowner, sure, the NASA, I guess three. Three?
Three, four, whatever you want.
We don't want to belabor the point here, but I guess three.
Okay. Come on up.
All right. All right, we'll go down the line. We'll go Mr. Scher, just state your name.
Mr. Scher, 108 East Maryland Avenue, Somerset, New Jersey.
And Rami?
Rami Nassar, 1425 Cantlon Boulevard, Mays Landing.
And I assume Mr. Brown and Ms. Cohen?
That's correct.
Neil Brown and Rachel Cohen, correct? And you're the homeowners. Please raise your right hand. You each swear in front of the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to have Roger do a preamble first, then you'll go in and continue with your entire act.
Okay. And just for the record, Mr. Chairman, NASA is a licensed professional in the state of New Jersey. We'll be giving testimony as an expert.
And when he smiles, we always accept his questions.
Thanks. And Rami, you're engineer and planner?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
So. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members. The report is based on the application of Neil Brown and Rachel Cohen, 6803 Atlantic Avenue, Block 76, Lot 3.02. Engineering and planning report seeking C variances located in the R4 single family residential zone. They are in an X zone. Deemed complete, substantial benefit variance. Materials reviewed on the bottom of page 1, as you can see. Continue on page 2 of my report where the plans reviewed. There were two architectural plans and a survey. Project description, the applicant is proposing to renovate an existing structure and add second floor decks around the entire perimeter. So the zoning chart is on page 2. Continue on page 3, and the couple variances are identified, and they are all deck related. Front yard deck setback to the deck on Atlantic Avenue, where 7 feet is the required setback or a 5 foot encroachment, and 4.7 feet exists and 4.7 feet is proposed. That's an expansion of a non-conforming setback or encroachment. Front yard setback to the deck on Wissahickon Avenue, where 7 feet is required at maximum, 5 feet encroachment, and 4.7 feet exists and 4.7 feet is proposed. Again, I got to clarify that number. I believe it's 5.1 feet, sorry, for Wissahickon Avenue. Side yard setback to the deck, whereas 4 feet is a minimum side yard setback, 2.7 feet exists and 3.3 feet is proposed. It's an expansion of a non-conforming setback. It is being reduced closer to compliance than before, but it still is a setback variance. And same for the rear yard setback to the deck, whereas 6 feet is the minimum required. Rear yard setback, 0.25 feet exists and 0.6 feet is proposed. It's being improved that it is an expansion of a non-conforming setback. And actually, I could even argue that that rear yard deck is being eliminated and replaced with a set of steps, so that could be, I would consider as a zoning officer, a maintenance item. I'm not really going to go through all my comments. Mr. Philistine has read the report, I'm sure Rami has as well, but just address some of the comments I had as we go along. But the testimony, I'm sure, will hit on the comments and the highlights. Other than that, I do think that the second floor deck will really enhance this project. Right now, you have a lower level deck in a very tall building with nothing around it, so this really, to me, in my opinion, gives an aesthetic enhancement.
Just as a matter of housekeeping on this, I believe in our ordinance is that when you improve a property more than 50% in 1 year, you have to comply with FEMA, so you'll have to have a determination made on your amounts. The board does not do that, so that construction code official does.
Right.
So you should be cognizant of that.
Thank you. So just by way of background, we do the current project report. What we've got are four existing nonconformities, two of which are remaining at the exact same distance, two of which are getting slightly better. One is at 2.7 feet, we're going back to 3.3, the other 0.25, going back to 0.6. Nothing that's being planned here is going to be worse than it is now. They're all the same or better. Additionally, we did have a little bit of a question, which was clarified very well by the construction code official. You know, at some point, we thought there might be no variances necessary here based on the definition of deck versus porch. We've now become the experts in deck versus porch. Definitions about cover, when it's not covered. We're fairly sure that everything that we've built tonight is accurate based upon Mr. Agostino, Mr. Rockefeller's report. But because we are changing, even though we're making it slightly better, the existing nonconformities, we need those variances confirmed. So based upon that, NASA's here, as I said before, licensed professional planner and engineer. There'll be testimony regarding each of the four variances. Nothing else needs variance relief. Nothing else is changing with regard to the house. We do concur that with regard to the construction, that we're going to have to deal with the construction code official based upon FEMA's substantial improvement rule, which we'll deal with separately. And tonight we're seeking the variances in order to start that process. Having said that, I'm going to turn it over to Rami. He can describe the variances we're seeking. Can be a little bit brief because we think, you know, this is all better once this is done as opposed to worse, but we want to justify the need for the positive and negative.
Thank you. Thank you. Basically, this structure is not changed. The actual building footprint is not be adjusted by any way. All the work will be done on the inside of the building, all the renovations. So currently we have this, I highlighted that in yellow, that's a front porch, front deck on the property. It's remaining in the same location. Currently we have these wide steps and they lead to the house and they have covers on them. So this deck itself, at least 50% of it is covered at this point with roof, but it's not usable, just a cover over steps, and as you know, it's really wide steps, so we're trying to reduce, we are reducing the steps. We are gonna bring all these steps into compliance by bringing them into the property, so we'd not have any encroachment at the end of the day. Along with the Hicken, the steps will be within the property line. Along Atlantic, we had some discussion that we can move the steps to this location, and they'll be in compliance, so there will be no steps over the property line at this point, so everything will be within the property. This property is larger than the minimum required, the lot area. I believe the house is over 100 years old, so we're trying to repurpose the house, keep the house, and bring it up to today's standards so the family can enjoy living in this structure. Looking at the back and the rear of the property, this area that's like highlighted in red, that's the existing deck. This is being removed. We're rebuilding a deck in this location and bringing it farther away from the property line. Also part of the renovation, under the existing deck, that's where the condensers for the heating and air conditioning, they are being located away from the property line toward the second floor, so that will be better for the neighbors, so that you're taking the mechanical equipment away from the house. So that's something beneficial to the neighbors. The rear setback, it's called a deck, but as Roger said, it's not really a deck, it's landing. You have an entrance to the rear of the house. The only way you can access the house, you need to have a landing and steps. So that's what we're proposing. It's not an actual deck that people will sit on the deck and, I don't know if that make a difference on the qualifications.
but this is not a deck, it's landing and steps. And unfortunately, the house location, by the time you have the landing, which is 5x6, you'll be close to the property line, but all these conditions to the rear and side of the property line, we're bettering the conditions.
How many points of ingress and egress do you have to the front?
We have one point here and the front of the house.
So there's only two ingress and egress?
Correct.
So that meets the egress requirements?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
So that's required. So basically that's what we're doing on the front, the first floor. The existing deck, we're going to add a roof on it and have a deck on top, but the second floor deck would not have a roof. It's just open. And so they can access it, also proposing an access by a spiral staircase that they can get in and out of it. And sometimes that in case of an emergency on the second floor, they'll be able to get out on the porch and get out to the house. So it's better to have another mean of access to the second floor deck than just from the house. I don't see any negative by what we're proposing. Actually, we're taking some non-conformances, we're bettering the conditions, we're fixing the house, they're living in the house instead of tearing the house down and rebuilding a brand new home. You're taking an old house and you're making it look much better. Adding the second floor porch also will enhance the look of the house.
Fair to say, Robbie, that we're taking the house, which is nice, but we're making it much nicer without having to tear it down and saving some of the character
Yes, bring it to kind of today's standards so they can enjoy the house more than new kitchen, new things in the house makes it more usable, friendly for the resident.
You mentioned the plans, you testified, is there any negative you could possibly see that would be associated with this? The board's
all 50 grand. I didn't see any negative because this is, as in the code says, promote desirable visual environment through creative development technique and good civic design arrangements. I think this meets that definition.
And to the extent someone could consider this to be a negative, with the benefits of bringing this house into a modern architecture standard, making it a little bit nicer, the benefits bringing it away, and it's a negative if there were.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you repurpose an existing home that's been there for 100 plus years, it's a benefit to the community.
Mr. Chairman, we talked a lot about new homes versus existing and trying to keep some. The things we just had before is a new home, this one obviously being a rehab, but each house I think we consider on a case-by-case basis. This house has some good character, but it needs to be modernized, as you can see from the photos, and the plan as proposed, we believe, meets the City of Denver's zone code, belongs to the municipal land use law. You can put on more testimony if you'd like, but based upon the minimal deviation which are actually getting better, where they do constitute existing nonconformities, as has been asked to testify, everything is being brought into the next step, being made nicer, more modern. I don't believe that there's anything that can be considered a negative here. The board has questions about this small, we're calling it a small application. I mean, the construction code official at one point, a while ago, before we got the new set, doesn't even need any variances. We kind of looked at it again and just double-checked. We do. So we're here, we're able to answer questions, but think that the deviations we're seeking are very minimal. Some are staying just the same, and it's just modernizing it. We're causing a little bit of conundrum about having to come here. But like I said, we're here, we're ready to answer questions. We do have other people who can testify, and so it's necessary.
A quick question. The house has a basement now. The interior access to the basement is being removed. So how are you going to get to the basement?
There's the side.
Exterior
entrance.
Okay.
Wait, just
get mine
coming up to the mic.
Exterior entrance
near
Whiskey.
CR is
ready. Right here. Wait, this is
it's in the next zone.
This is the entrance right here. So it's Whiskey in the rear yard.
Okay. Thank you.
So there's now four steps.
Right. Roger, you had a question about the number of bedrooms. Currently, the house has only six bedrooms.
I counted six, but the property record has seven.
Yeah, it might have changed during the years by taking a room out, but currently there's only six bedrooms in the structure.
But we discussed this a lot today. The car, who knows what happened before they bought it, but when they took title, they didn't do anything to change the bedroom count. So regardless of the court, the car says, as you know, yeah, could have been 50 years ago, could have been 3 years ago, but property owner didn't do anything to change the bedroom count. I don't think you did it both properly.
there's three, just three spaces.
Three spaces, yeah.
Yeah, and we have three spaces on site in compliance with the minimum standards.
I have a...
You have three stacked spaces?
Three
stacked?
No, two stacked, one from Wissahickon.
I have one question, or two couple questions. When you say you're doing rehab work, are you doing inside the property, like electrical, plumbing, HVAC, or are you just doing the outside?
I'm going to testify to that.
We're doing both internal and external, no HVAC. We will be working with electrical, you know, it's just sort of, we're staying at the same 208 lots, but we will be making changes to the internal from the electrical.
So you thought of, not a full update, but you're doing a fair amount to it.
Correct. The box is fine. We have now part of the structure.
And one comment. Sometimes these spiral staircases on electric, like going to a second floor deck on a busy street, can be an invitation as a security problem. So you want to look at that. Just evaluate it. It's a comment. It's yours to do what you wish to do it.
Eagles are playing, they're going to grease the poles and hang it up. They're only doing the playoffs, they won't do it in the regular season.
I heard they're putting a big screen TV in the bike lane.
Where's the dunk tank?
Yeah, in there. Okay.
Best answer ever.
We would address the subject, obviously, perhaps that more people still testify, but I think to establish a positive and negative, and we'll turn it over to the board.
Board members, do you have any delightful questions for this motley group?
Yeah, how about Governor Street? There's a lot of concrete out there.
If you look, I have a
area. And outback landscaping, we're giving a waiver.
There's no Governor Street anywhere.
Right.
What it looks like, it used to be, and somebody took it out and put concrete.
Yeah, well, they did that all over the city, and it doesn't look very well.
Right.
Or it doesn't help with the drainage.
Well, I don't, maybe there is maybe three.
Can we put them back, or what?
We can create additional green area on site, maybe we'll serve this better, I guess. Along this side, I guess, a couple of green space with some landscaping, a couple of areas. I think we'll enhance the property more than having just a 2-foot green strip around it. I think if you make the green space next to the planters, around the house, I think it will be more beneficial to the residents than just having the green strip in the front. If that's acceptable,
okay, that can happen. I guess that's a good trade-off.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
Both, yeah.
Yeah, but some planters there. Enhance the planting along the house, around the house.
Okay.
And that is something we talk through, redoing landscaping with the owner.
Yeah.
I said the issue that came up. I think I'd like, if it's possible, if you could work with Roger in coming up with a landscaping plan.
Sure.
For the property, because when you build these things, existing landscape gets trampled and so on down the line. You've got to replace it anyway.
Yeah.
So if you could come up with, because this is a cool house, and with the right landscaping, this is dynamite. So, I mean, you know, it could accentuate and help the community big time.
Yeah.
So we'd like to see some of your creativity come to play here.
Yeah, we will work with Roger. We've engaged Dick Grasso to take a look at it. It
right.
is elevated. The landscape does not get trampled.
Yeah, right.
It is tied in with railroad ties right now, so we're going to work with Grasso to come up with a new plan for the place.
How would we want to phrase this, that they're going to work with, come up with a new landscaping plan? Roger? Leo, how do you want to phrase it?
We'll submit a plan to be reviewed and approved in Mr. McCarney's discretion.
Right, exactly.
And in that landscaping plan, we could consider trees. It would be a nice way, you know, because right. people walk off the beach. They've been baking for 3-4 hours. It's nice to walk home in the shade.
I don't think you want to loitering the house.
So if you could do some trees on Wissahickon, it would be very nice.
Probably that's going to be the only tree on the block, so they'd be loitering there, like just waiting for the show.
Right. This is a really good sight line area, good chance for show creativity. And it's a wonderful job, so let's just finish it off.
Mr. Mattis, put a resolution.
Right, exactly.
And so we can come and meet with whomever, Roger, come up with a plan of work.
I'm assuming your clients is all right with that. I mean, it'll better, it'll improve the value of his property, I'm sure of that.
Our job is to spend their money, Mr. Chairman.
So, with that.
Not to get into that, but just a brief, the Governor's Strip, to me, makes a difference. It's a difference between a residential street and a commercial street.
You gotta start somewhere.
And I think, yeah, I agree, I think you have to start somewhere.
We'd like to get them all back in the city if we can, so, but let's start here. I like the Governor, Commissioner's right, let's consider a Governor's Strip here, as well as the other planning around the building.
Are you thinking on Wissahickon or on Atlantic? There's two.
What do you think? Both streets.
Both, right?
Both. Both.
That's a sizable.
It's a corner property.
Is it possible, and just give us a minute here to talk about this, but I think that overall plan would include the landscape work with Grasso and Roger and Jimmy, but can you take a minute and discuss this with the client?
Sure.
That Governor's Strip would be nice and wide.
It was filled in before. This one on the map would be nice and wide.
When he did the houses on Fort Howard.
Exactly. Let's just talk about that real quick. It's perfect.
Mr. Chairman, I think what we would like to receive respectfully is to, at least for now, work on the landscaping, but not include the Governor's Strip as part of that. More open to suggestions, but, you know, with regards to beautifying the property, the homeowners indicated they have a budget, they've got a certain amount to spend. If they put it in the landscaping, that's okay. The Governor's Strip, it's going to cut into the other nice work they can do on the house.
In 2 years still.
We would just pass on that now, subject to maybe hearing what other people have to say, and then go from there.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
If we gave you a 2-year window to do that, would that help?
It doesn't have the cost.
I understand that. But it.
Wants to spend the money on the fix up of the house and not on, as we all know, an area that may or may not be trampled.
I know.
Perhaps dogs will use that and see any grass there.
Exactly.
On
the last application, we just did the same thing, so which is on Atlantic Avenue. We did a Governor's Strip for him, so let's move on. Let's go through. It's still not complete. We'll talk about that.
Okay, very well. Thank you.
Let's just move on. Are you complete now?
We are complete, subject to them, of course, asking to talk about this one issue one more time.
Board members, I'd like to open, if you like, at this time, once you have questions, I'd like to open to the public. Let's hear from the public. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment? Sir, please come forward. And thank you for being patient, by the way.
Just state your name and address, and I'll swear you in.
Yes, Joel Port, 6801 Atlantic Avenue, Ventnor.
Mr. Port, do you swear from the testimony you're about to give would be the truth?
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm here because I really want to support this application. I love that they're very committed to Ventnor, just like we were. We came, you may remember me, I was here last summer, and we appreciate all the support the board gave, and we just want to endorse their whole application. Thank you.
Thanks for coming back. We didn't scare you away, so that's good. And thank you for coming tonight, by the way.
Because they got approved.
Right. So, Anyone else like to speak?
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Hello, good evening. Let me lower this. My name's Samantha Wolf, and I am neighbor. I am 20 South Wissahickon Avenue, so...
You swear to tell the truth?
Oh, yes.
Thanks.
I came out tonight, I'm in support of the application for a number of reasons, and I think that it strikes a very nice balance with being able to have Rachel and Neil modernize their home. They've been talking about it for a year. They're excited about the renovations they're going to do to the kitchen and some of the interior stuff. But important, I think, and critical is that they're maintaining the character of this house. We're seeing now so many of what we're calling the cookie cutter look, with people tearing down, the residents tearing down their homes and putting up something very similar. And here what they're doing, they're maintaining the character, but they're doing enough with the deck and the porch that they will be able to better use and enjoy their property. So I'm very much in support of it. And as the neighbor, along with Mr. Murata, who I know wants to say a few words tonight, we're the ones looking at it. So I went through, I didn't have to come before the board seeking any variances, but I knocked down the home that I bought, built a new one, went through all of the pains associated with building. So I really do commend them, and I hope that they will be supported. I don't want to make a problem for Mr. Goldstein, but I would like to comment that at this point, we don't have any more Governor Strip on Wissahickon. I do have some grass, and I know that I'm considered last stop before people walking their dogs. That's a concern. I would hope that the board allows them to do what they can in other areas of the landscaping. So that's just my additional 2 cents. But I'm here in support of the application.
Samantha, thank you for coming and sharing your ideas.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else wishes to speak? Hearing no more requests, public portion is now closed. Mr. Goldstein, it's yours.
I think with regard to the variances themselves, Mr. Nasser, Mr. Sherrod, Mr. Sherrod, the property owner being able to confer with us that would establish the positive and negative. With regard to the condition, that's a couple. I can't say that it's a terrible idea with the owner. But each case stands on its own. The property owner has a certain look you want to put in the house and the government strip. We're into that. So I think we're going to rest with the application that's presented. And again, with all due respect to the board members who have great knowledge, and it's like the city, we've got the neighbors sitting around the property who are saying that they're proposing to the government strip may be just as good as long as Denny can conjunct it with the landscape or the city goal or the landscape plan. So we would probably at this point ask the board to consider the application without the requirement of the government strips.
As an alternative, would you be open to cutting out small blocks that you could put a tree in? You know, that way you don't have to maintain the grass, Governor Strip, but...
How big?
I go 4x4? Whatever.
Reluctantly, but yes.
Okay.
Was that a reluctant yes?
Yes.
Yes.
But this is, okay, it's all about budget. You know, I know this is probably not something the board needs, but you know, sometimes the board
how many?
4 plus.
On Wissahickon.
Is it that where they are?
Two and two.
Yeah. Two and two.
Two and two. I mean, and the other thing is we're putting that, you know.
Look, the alternative is we require governor strips when you're coming in for relief. We've required on almost every application since we've been up here.
Right.
So you got two options here. You can put 4 trees in or you're putting in grass.
My concern with the trees, if I may say, is that it will block as the trees grow, they block the view of the home. And the home is beautiful. And not that I don't like trees.
We have to make the island more green.
You can trim the tree.
Impervious, permeable surfaces.
My offer on this.
We'll come up with the landscaping.
Yeah.
And this will put us in part of the landscaping plan, because to me right now, I don't.
Just so you know, with trees, they have people that actually do tree service that keep these, and ideally for the owners, if they're pruned and trimmed properly, they look fantastic. And, the board has been wanting to do this, and we're actually putting in governor strips in and greening up the city. So,
Steve Rogers' plan can work. Yeah. And again, it's, I understand the dynamic here and the money that has to be spent, but it's not just about money, it's about aligning the city. The ordinance is, we want to do the right thing by the city and by the property owner. So we'll come up with four, two on Mr. Higgin, two.
What size pits?
We'll work on that.
Okay. The size pitch you'll have to work on with our engineer and so on. Now, is that acceptable to the board? I mean, the board member, how do the board members feel?
I have a question. Is it an option for the trees or the governor's strip with their choice?
I don't follow you.
Is it their choice to pick the trees or the governor's strip? Or are we saying
we trees? Asked for the governor's strip and they came back to it, or also this came up as another option. And this was the one they chose at this point in time.
I think that's open to board discussion.
But it's open to board discussion because the board is often required governorships.
Well, what I'm saying is she doesn't want a tree, but she doesn't want a governor's trip, but she's going to do one or the other. It should be their choice.
No?
No?
It's what the planning board is here looking at what's best for the city as well. And trying to work that out with the owners as well, and so that everybody's a winner.
No, you might be misunderstanding. We want them to do a governor's strip. We came up with the alternative of trees.
Right.
They don't like trees, so if they want to do a governor's strip, can they do that?
But there's trees in the governor's strip.
We like the option, which would suit the property owner best, of the four trees out of the blocks of concrete. Think that the trees probably, they don't either ask the trees or governor's strip, but concrete would be better. But if we have to go with one, it would be the trees because of that gives a little bit of shade, doesn't get messed up by dogs walking by. So as between the two of them, the trees are better. If there's an option not to do either, then leaving it like it is would be better.
How about
it sounds
the,
like as the mayor class, said,
you have grasses and stuff put in there.
And
there's
nine
trees, so there's more than four. That's a lot of land. That's a lot of frontage.
Right. So we would choose the four trees, the four blocks of concrete removed. As Chairman said, we will find a pruning way to keep them beautiful, but not break the sidewalk. That's really two concerns. One, the roots get under the sidewalk and they grow.
There's trees that don't do that.
More in a bad storm, they blow over. But the team we've got assembled here, I think we can figure out that trees will work.
I don't think
it's
enough.
It's enough
greenery for that vegetable.
But also very beautiful.
It'll give it a nice shade on the head.
Yeah, shade's always good. The thing about the governor's trip, again, this is a fairly well-traveled corner. As Samantha said, people with dogs look for places to go to the bathroom, and it looks worse than it would if it was nice concrete, but we don't want to create concrete jungle just throughout the city. There has to be some give back. We understand the board looking for that give back with one or the other.
Well, it doesn't make the drainage any better in the city. I mean, we're trying to.
Everybody come to you with.
You got to look to the future here.
I like giving them the option.
Well, we're doing it.
I do too. Right? Yeah. Let them decide what is better for you.
Right.
If it works out and we're fine with giving them the 2 years to put it in, I think that's what we do with everybody.
Well, are the trees going into the blocks of concrete?
Yeah.
I think the idea would be to remove a block and then put a tree. Surrounded by decorative mold or something else.
Right. What about the trees in the landscape there?
Well, trees in the landscape area, not having a bad concrete, would be very ugly.
May I interrupt for a second? Mayor, I had phrased it, I think. Mayor, can you rephrase what you just said?
Leave the option up to them.
Yes.
If they don't want the trees, I understand you're putting decks in and you don't want to block views and things. But we need to get some permeable surface back. We'll leave it up to them and their architect and their landscape architect to come up with a plan that shows either four trees, two on each frontage, or a green space.
And give them three or four, you give them more time. I mean, it's not manifesting in this particular application.
Right. And if you want to do more
issue that we've allowed more concrete than we probably should have over the year.
And the window on that, pardon, I'm sorry to interrupt. And a window on that is an extension in time after your CO, but would have that, so that to do this, so it's more palatable, it may be more palatable to you. We're trying to work with you as best we can and give you the opportunities to really make your house shine. And and make the city shine too. So these are all, we're all on the same page looking for the same thing. So why don't you, we've given you options, now you have to make choices. And we're hoping you make creative and quality choices for the good of all, and yourselves and the city. And so that's the spirit in which we will deal. Thank you.
So that's the best idea.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Probably what's going to happen is the house will be done, take a look at it and say, what looks better, trees or dog strip,
right.
And on the side, and it's right, you see what it says. Looks good,
right.
Move it, and
right.
Go from there.
Okay.
And it'll be addition to the resolution, so
right.
Find it, of course.
Exactly.
Not letting you forget it.
Exactly.
So, all right. Thank you again for back and forth. It makes
right,
it easier
right.
Than just having a requirement that can't be waived, because obviously each individual property owner has individual ideas for the property.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioner, for your suggestions. So, and that's it. So, can we vote on this, please?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Members of the board, are you ready for a vote? Or do you have questions? If not, Leo, could you raise a motion in the affirmative?
Sure.
All are done.
So C variance application, we need a motion and a second to grant the following. C variance is a front yard setback to the deck on Atlantic, 4.7 feet proposed, 7 feet required. Front yard setback to the deck along Wissahickon, 5.1 feet proposed, where 7 feet required. There's a side yard setback to the deck of 3.3 feet, where 4 feet required, and then the rear yard setback is at about 0.6 feet or 6 feet required. In terms of the conditions, I'll say we'll submit a landscaping plan to be approved in Mr. McLaren's discretion, and they'll work with them. And within 2 years from the adoption of the resolution, the applicant will either A, provide for 2 governor strips, or B, provide for 4 trees and pits, 2 and 2. And then the other standard conditions, any other approvals that are necessary, any representations made by the applicant, and then anything in Mr. McLaren's report, unless otherwise addressed.
Okay. May I have a motion and a second, please? State your reasons.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Second. Have a roll call vote and state your reasons, please.
Mayor Landgraf?
I think this is Mr. Goldstein said it right. The last application, they tore down a home. This home does have the character. I like seeing homes like this being saved in our community. We do lose a lot of these throughout our town, and it's nice that you're saving that. Massione and his group did a great job. Good seeing you guys again. Updating this home and bringing that back. I think the decks will pull that height down. I think it's actually going to do that. I think Commissioner Kriebel said that in one of his original comments, or somebody, maybe Roger did. But I think that really adds to the beach feel of this home, and I think that's what you're looking for. So I vote yes on the application. I don't see any negative impact to the neighborhood here. Your neighbors came out in support of it, so I vote yes. Good luck.
Commissioner Kriebel.
I think this is a great application. It's a great use of an existing home. It does honor to the architect that built it originally. It does honor to the homeowners that took the chance 100 years ago to build a house of this size and stature. And now it brings it into the century where it's going to be efficient from an energy standpoint, an energy use standpoint. You're going to have the closets, the people that have more than one set of clothes probably it had when this house was built. And all those things that bring a house like this a value to the city of Ventnor when people drive through. They see the curb appeal, they see that the effort that's taken to bring, and the new finishes into what is a beautiful old structure. So I support the application.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote in favor of the application. I think Samantha, who was here, gave a very good opinion. Stand up, Samantha. Let's cheer for you a little bit. But anyway, she gave a very, very good opinion on, which you don't hear very much in the community, with that. I endorsed the idea, but also that I think the mayor came up with it as well, noticed it, that as you spread the width of the house, the scale to the roof brings the silhouette down, and it really makes it look sharp in the community. And we're trying to improve the eye lines and this finery, the things that we see in Venner, make the greatest community going. And so with that, that's the kind of things we love, and you're doing it. And then at the same time, you're enhancing the master plan. You're taking an older building, you're rejuvenating it. And to that, I will say one thing to you. Experience has said, if you can do those mechanicals more under the walls, get them upgraded now, because you don't go back to revisit them later. So it's a great time to do them in that area. But thank you for your decision making and your option with the landscaping and greenery. That makes a big factor in our community. It's about sightline and optics, and you're doing it. And thank you for, and what we're doing is fulfilling our master plan, the goals of the city, and you're working with everyone else to improve your property and everyone else's also. So thank you.
Roman Zabi Hutch?
I also vote yes. I'm always happy to see variances that improve a situation where it was not in compliance. So that's a very positive step. The other two are continuation. I don't see any negative impact. By maintaining the house, we're continuing the architectural heritage that makes Ventnor unique, and I hope more homeowners will do the same. So thank you, and it's yes.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also in favor of the application. I think this is a house that I'm glad it's not going to be torn down. I mean, it's a beautiful structure. I think over the years, it's kind of become a forgotten corner where people just walk by it and really don't look at it because it's kind of lost its shine. So now you're going to come back. You're going to make it shine. It'll be a showpiece. And, we're also involved here with trying to provide compliance with certain things, and we have to think of drainage for the future, and these things are really important for all of us. And the governor strips, they're good and bad because you do have the dogs that abuse them. And it's not the dogs are fine, So I've never met a bad dog. I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it because it's Atlantic Avenue. It's a nice corner, and I wish you the best with it. And it's got great bones. The interior is magnificent. You got large rooms, place to entertain, and porches, and great landscape areas. So I'm excited to see what you do with it, and I see no negative impact, and it's only a plus for everybody. And you got a really passionate street there on Wissahickon Avenue, a lot of good people going, so.
Understatement.
So I'm in favor.
Mike Wiesen?
I'm also in favor. I remember this house. I lived in Ventnor most of my life, and this has changed colors over the years, and this color scheme is really nice compared to, at one point it was like red, and it really didn't look good, but I'm excited to see an old house turn out brand new, and it's exciting. I think Rachel, the only time she stopped smiling the whole meeting was when we mentioned the governor's strip and the trees, but she got it back, and it looks like Samantha may even put a governor's strip in it after. I'm in favor. Congratulations.
Peter Taco.
I'm also in favor of the application. I believe that everything that everybody has said prior to me is true about this property. It has a lot of character, and it would be a sin to tear it down and build something with less character. And I believe that it's it's an expansion of the existing non-conformities, but there's enough property there that it really doesn't feel cramped. I believe that the enhancement of those second floor decks is going to be amazing for the house. I vote in favor.
Tim Coop?
I also vote in favor. I live in a house that's over 100 years old, so I appreciate old homes, as well as the project you're about to launch into. I think the expansion of the non-conformities will just make the house look nicer. I also appreciate the, you know, spirited discussion on the governance of the trees. That to me is just sort of part of the investment back into the community to make this a little bit more flood compliant. So I appreciate that. Good luck.
Jessica Spilly.
I'm going to vote in favor as well. This really is a great house, and I am so glad to see that you guys aren't tearing it down. Really is kind of packed character. But I do really like the second floor deck that you're adding. I think that really improves kind of the function of the spaces and the decks, and I think you're going to get a lot more use even out of those, that current deck in that space. I can also kind of understand and see where you're coming from in terms of that governor strip and the trees, being that there's really nothing nearby that has the governor strips. But at the end of the day, I think we're really kind of trying to set a new precedence here. And because this could be this way for the next 50, 100 years, that, I mean, it'd be great if we could put something in and 100 years later still be there. So for those reasons, yes, I'm going to put it in paper as well.
Okay. You're approved.
Okay.
Neil and Rachel, thank you for your contribution to the Bittner lifestyle.
Hey, Carm, thanks for getting on the schedule and everything. I appreciate it.
I was going to say the same thing. It looks just like that.
Same.
Yeah, same. The Mega Sushi's other...
Anthony.
On,
Mommy? Much appreciated, Anthony.
Yeah.
Roman, you had something you had to say.
I do. I have some thoughts for the board. I'll wait for them to leave.
Guys, we got to finish our meeting.
Very nice.
They left me all this stuff to bring home.
Bag boy.
It's not going to happen overnight, but somehow Margaret has got
Yeah.
Well, you do one.
Yeah.
We review every application site-specific, which is because we look at the regulations, the bulk requirements. And that's something that's important and necessary. But we also talk about how it impacts the ordinance, how it impacts the master plan, because we've got to look at every application in terms of what are the impacts that change that's being proposed there has, and we'll also consider what unintended consequences.
Hit that door.
Looking at Zone 7, there are 250 lots that can be subdivided. Now that concerns me. Now, incrementally, we're going to keep reviewing lots as they come, applications. And a lot of the places are going to be, will meet all the requirements, and we'll have subdivisions. But there's going to be a lot over many where we're going to have to give variances in order to approve that subdivision. I think we should consider, is it good for the city, just in 7, to have an impact of 250 more lots? I looked at 4, there's 17 that could be added in terms of 17 lots in Zone 4 that could be subdivided. But in Zone 7, it's 250, and that's just an estimate, and I'm being conservative. If we really allow someone to have, you know, front yard or side yard that's a little less than that, we're doing. I mean, already we have 507 lots in 7 that are inconsistent, that are below 200 square feet.
Only 10% could qualify.
So my concern is we should try to look at criteria strategy and say, how do we handle this? Because we're going to incrementally, we're going to continue subdividing and subdividing. Is that something we want to be the destiny of Ventnor? Can we do something? I have no idea what we can do or how we do it, but the point is, let's at least consider that. Because I see 250 lots just in seven, not looking at the other zones. That's a hell of a lot of lots that have been added and new homes.
Was that first application in seven?
Pardon?
The first application was that first one in seven? The first application was
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not going to be subdivided. They're going to tear it down and build a new twin.
Yeah.
Right.
They're laying the ground.
Right. And we
so we have to, I'm just saying we should try to start thinking, is there some way we can handle it? Because otherwise, incrementally, we're just going to be adding more lots over time.
Well, I mean, last week's wasn't even, they were shy, weren't they? They subdivided it. That wasn't even included in your number. They didn't quite meet lot width requirement. So, and it's still subdivided.
But, because we got to look at the consequences. I mean, because if we just keep looking site by site, everything's permissible.
So
we're generous.
How we would address that is we would have either Jim Rattell or Roger look at the planning aspect of it. I think Jim did our last master plan. We're getting close to a master plan re-exam anyway. Mm-hmm. It was 16 it was done?
Yeah.
16. Right as we got in. So yep, 16, 17. Yeah.
10 years.
So we're going to do it every 10, so it's... We're getting close to that, but you can do it any time you want.
Right.
If you see an issue like this,
yeah,
we can do those.
Because I look at the numbers, the lots and things like that, so I have a perspective that most board members don't have, because I'm spending time going over these numbers and these lots and figures, and that worries me.
So
I think that one of the things we need to do in our master plan, which I hope we do in the next update, is we should be clear and specify. What do we want the future of the city to be? How do we want it to develop in the future? Do we want more? Do we want to maintain? Do we want less? That's something that has to be specified.
Right.
We're not going to solve that here.
Right.
I'm just concerned about that interim between now and when we do that update to the master plan.
So
can we, to me it's hemorrhaging.
Well, I don't know if it's hemorrhaging, but it could. I don't know
it could, that's the problem.
I mean. Easy answer, any variance you don't grant it. I mean, a lot of towns are getting to that point. I will say this,
especially
that was there a while ago, and that's why no one built here. That's why these members of the planning board are here. Because the board in the past was not a very friendly board, and this town was dying after sand.
Right.
It was literally digging its own grave.
Right.
So. We've opened that up, and I think that's Tim and I are very supportive of that. We're getting to a point where we're going to have to slow that down, and that's what Roman's bringing to our attention.
Right.
So in order to make the change, I think the best way to do it is to do a small re-exam. We don't need to do the whole master plan, but a portion of it. Because if we don't do it that way, it becomes hard to change the zoning.
Yeah.
It gets very expensive from a notification standpoint.
I thought we were going to do an amendment. The master plan adjust for the seven and possibly four.
So I would do a little bit of both. I would do a re-exam with an amendment.
All right.
Only because the re-exam gets you another 10 years.
Right, exactly.
Here's an example of one tax page.
Right.
This is tax page 23. Everything in green are seven, this is zone seven. Everything in green meets or exceeds zone four qualifications, requirements. If a house here or a lot wants to be subdivided, it's a lot harder than it today as being seven. Seven is easier. That's part of that 250. If there were green, it would be a lot more, it would be fewer houses that could be made into a subdivision where it would be two lots. As I say, zone four is pretty good. There's only 17 large lots that could be subdivided. Most of the lots in four conform with the requirements of four. It's seven that's the horrible one.
Right.
I mean, it's just, just...
So we, as we look at it, you look at updating zone 7.
Everything in red means it's below 2,000 square feet.
Setbacks and things like that. So let's sit down with Roger and I think Rutella, because of the master planning aspect of things, and bring them in and set up a group on here, subcommittee, if you will, to look at it. And I know you already have one. Didn't you already start one?
Pardon?
Didn't you already create a little subcommittee? You started a subcommittee, right?
We started one for different collecting data only.
Okay.
That was the purpose of the committee.
We would keep the same group and then have Jim and Roger come in and meet with
right.
you. It's Jessica, right? You're on it? Weren't you on it?
I don't know.
Sure. She's on it now.
I guess I'm on it now.
I thought you were, because I know you met with these guys to go over some stuff. So.
We've talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it.
So, we have.
Okay.
So,
I'm sorry,
we just
I thought you were already
on about it.
But it's not my job to point anybody, right. but it's the chair.
Just to make sure we don't enhance this truth. Because I know eventually we're going to make the master plan change, we're going to change some zones, we're going to improve the situation. I'm just concerned that interim period between that happening and our constant decision making. Because, again, I mentioned this last time, over half the lots, 7, meet 4 or greater.
Right.
So that means that we're making decisions on these lots that should be, the decision should be based on its proper location or proper designation. But we're making decisions using bulk requirements for 7, which to me can work, but it really isn't the proper way to decide something.
7 is one of our... Yeah.
That's it. That's what I just wanted to bring up.
7 is one of our largest zones, yet it has the most properties in it that don't even conform to the zone. Only about 10% of the properties conform to the zone itself. So that's wherein the problem lies, and that was... With Roman's good data collecting, we found that out. Now, just so you know, I started looking at this with Dick Carter in 2009. And then we had to lay off because of other factors and so on. But the same conclusions came up then.
Why don't we do this? Roger, if you would reach out to Jim Rutella, set up a meeting with this, whoever the chairman wants on this committee, and come up with a plan to either amend, re-exam, or whatever we do the master plan. To appease, not appease, the wrong choice of words. Well, change our regs so that we don't have that hanging over our head of 250 new lots.
When is the next master plan?
So it'd be 2026.
Right, 2026.
Okay.
You can do it sooner.
Yes. Yeah.
The committee can only be 3 people because 4 is a quorum.
Correct.
So we have Roman, Jessica. Does anybody else want to be on it, or I'll be on it? It depends on what you want to do. Who wants to be on the committee?
So this in there. Be there.
Let's put you together, because we're going to finish up the data collection and then go in and then get it ready and start discussing things, the idea. Because what we're here, what's even greater is that for in the city, we have so much information available to us. We can do one phenomenal zoning plan and do it by the book and get it right. We're getting very close, and it'll be exceptional. We have that ability, and it won't cost us that much money to do it, because we've got the hard part done already. So let's go for it. Roman, you going to reach out to Jim Rutella?
Okay. I think Roger's going to reach out.
Roger's going to reach out to him.
Okay.
And that's the case.
Yeah, I think you hit a critical situation that needs attention.
Right.
And we should give it attention sooner rather than later because of the building's continuum.
And there's one more statistic also.
The parking. The parking's just become really difficult.
Yes, it is. There's one more statistic. We have more multifamily dwellings than we do single family dwellings in the community. A lot of communities, it's 60-40 and it's split with the single family. We're kind of the opposite with more multifamily. So that tells you something, where we are. But I'll tell you, this is a very, very, we're getting things done in this board. They're forward looking, and the mayor's got it right. We look forward. We don't look backwards. That's the case. Roman, are you complete?
Yeah.
I have one other thing. Go ahead, Mike.
When they were addressing the the cost of renovating that last application, and the landscaping was in consideration. Is that the number of dollars spent on the property include the landscaping, or can you subtract it?
Just the building.
Just the building.
Just the building.
Right.
It was not their, not the fact that they're being, I think they're building, but it does have a basement there. But the, it's just the building cost.
Right.
Materials and the cost to do that, not the landscaping.
But just in case, that's what we gave, I suggested 2 years, so they get out of that time period, and it gives them a breather.
A little buffer.
Yeah, I want the governorship, but if we can help them a little bit to get it, it's a way to do it.
We're getting something.
Right. The other question, other thing to bring up, and I don't know how to handle this, so I'm gonna put it to the board. We're noticing a lot of these electric vehicles coming around town. Now, with this, we've been working hard with the lifts and so on, and creating more parking places. So the question is now is, if these things more proliferate, how should they be handled? And will they start depleting our parking places, that the new parking places we've been created, or will they help out? Because you're adding a vehicle to the private residents and they park in driveways, they park in the garage.
Low-speed vehicles.
Yeah, low-speed vehicles. And
you can't do anything, they're considered cars.
I understand that.
So we can't change, the state regulations on it are okay. Residential site improvement standards.
Okay.
We can't change
it. Okay. But for example, two of those could park in one parking place if DOT will allow us to it on an angle, rather than use up one parking place.
That's a property owner's preference. They can do that all they want.
Well, I'm saying in a public street, too, where you have dedicated spots with it.
Yeah.
I'm not dedicating spaces for golf carts.
Okay. Right. Just
and then I'm going to lose spaces for
right. Exactly.
Park.
That's right. why I brought it up. Is because
you're going to buy one if you can't find a parking space for it. That's on you. Right. Go park it at home.
But that's why I brought it up, because I think it's going to put more pressure on our parking places.
I think the bigger impact with on-street parking is like tonight when you have a 9 foot and a 9 foot and you have a dead zone right in the middle.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It can't be used for anything. I think you have 1 9 or 1 18.
Right. So I just bring it up for that reason. It's there. We have to, it's going to impact us somehow. I don't know how. So I defer to the wisdom of everyone.
They're a status symbol at this point.
I know.
That's what they are.
Yeah. So
yeah, they're cool. They're fun to buzz around.
Oh yeah,
but half people don't follow the rules on it. Have to have a license. I see kids driving these things.
Right.
Yep.
You're supposed to seatbelt in.
No.
You're supposed to have a license. You have to all this stuff.
But yeah, I just didn't know what the impact is and how to handle it. So I just say, here it is.
You can't even ban them.
Really?
State law allows them.
I didn't know all this.
I asked that Chief Buster.
Okay.
I think the only thing you do is you can prevent the rental of them in your
state. Right.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
Well.
I think Summer's Point had that.
Is that?
Yeah. Well, to the board tonight, this was the meeting, the vibe of this meeting was very casual, very cooperative for a lot of people, and thanks. That's it. Thank you for what you contribute.
Motion.
Motion, please.
Second.
Okay. Who's second? I'll second it.
All in favor?
I'm here.
We're adjourned.
I'm just asking. Also, who was left on the committee? Thank you. It was Jessica. Tim, were you on the list?
Part of it. He doesn't do the plan. He's wacky.